Hey guys, welcome back to another weekday podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I want to encourage you as we start 2018 for you just to dive into all that's going on around here at Sugar Hill Church. Our student and our kids ministries programming kicked back off for the semester, and we just opened up registration for a brand new semester of adult small groups. We've got groups that meet throughout the week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, every other day of the week. And so if you haven't been involved in one, or maybe you have been, but you've taken a semester or two off, I want to encourage you, go to the website, go to sugarhill.church/groups and look for a group that best fits you. And in fact, if you want to, check out several groups, because this is a great way not only to grow in your faith, which you'll do, not only to grow in studying God's word, which you'll do, but it's a great way to meet more people and go deeper in relationship. And so if you want to find out more, check out the Sugar Hill Church app. You can find the register section of the app. You'll see the brochure of all the groups. Then you'll also see a link to register for it. We'd love for you to dive in and be part of it. And selfishly, I'm going to be leading one on Wednesday night. Essentially, we have less than 80 days till we get to Easter. And so I want to get prepared for that. And so we're going to be walking through the Gospels together and talking about how to move closer to Jesus. This group's open to anybody, so I'd love for you to join me. Well, as we jump into the podcast today, one of the routines I have every morning is to use the power routines within our app, but then also to read through the Gospel of Matthew using the website hereadstruth.com. Well, a few days ago, I was reading through Matthew chapter 9, and this one piece of scripture jumped out of me and just captured my heart. Here's what it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. "And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years, think about it, for 12 years, came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his garment, for she said to herself, 'If only I touch his garment, I will be made well.' And Jesus turned, seeing her, he said, 'Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well.' And instantly the woman was made well." Well, on hereadstruth.com, they had this commentary that I thought was so great. Here's what it says. "Shame is a powerful emotion. Man, we've all felt it. We've all felt that painful feeling of shame rising from the consciousness of something dishonorable or something impure. And shame causes us to pull away from others, and it's impossible to estimate just how much time and how much energy we invest in trying to hide or deny the things that we're ashamed of." This is why the woman who rudely breaks into the account of Matthew 9 is so interesting. According to medical and the social norms of her time, she was beyond unclean. She was the carrier of an unspeakable bloody discharge, and yet she pushes through the crowd. Doesn't she have any shame? In the ancient Near East, most people would have gone to great lengths to avoid exposing themselves like this. Yet here she is, moving through a crowd in pursuit of Jesus. Doesn't she know that according to the Old Testament law, she could infect other people with her impurity? So what is more powerful than her shame? What causes her to go public and to push through the crowd in order to grasp the edge of Jesus' robe? What could do that? Desperation. Desperation may be the only thing that's more powerful than shame. It is the woman's desperation that causes her to expose her dishonor and impurity with the hope that she will be made clean. And Jesus responds unexpectedly. He doesn't pull away from her in disgust. He accepts her in love. When this woman touches the hem of his garment, Jesus turns to her and he refers to her as his daughter. With great affection, he welcomes her as a dependent. Isn't it amazing? Jesus was unashamed to be identified with her uncleanliness. He says, "Have courage, daughter. Your faith has saved you." This should not surprise us. After all, this is the same Jesus who came to embrace all of humanity's uncleanliness, and he took all of our shame on the cross. This is the same Jesus who would pour out his own blood to make us clean. This is the good news of the gospel. Christ tells us not to cover our shame, but to bring that shame to him. And when we confess our shame, Jesus covers it for us. He makes us clean before the only audience that truly matters, our holy God. Therefore, don't pull away from Christ. Instead, run to him in desperation. He is the only one who can rid you of your shame. Hey, if you're interested in learning more about reading through the Gospel of Matthew, I would encourage you to check out HeReadsTruth.com, or if you're a lady, check out SheReadsTruth.com. Thanks again for joining us today. If you haven't taken part of the power routines that are found right here in the app, I'd encourage you to check those out. Just a few minutes that can really recalibrate the rest of your day. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.